So do you feel that you create your own personas that you have to get away from, or other people have decide that you're something and you feel like you have to escape from that?
I'm sure a bit of both, but
Both.
yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure a bit of both, but for sure that, you know, everyone has their, you know, as a performer, people develop perceptions of you that it's constantly nice to
It's interesting.
break.
So, okay, so there's Rory Danger. What else is going on?
Then I play, you know, I play in Why Are We Building Such a Big Ship, which is Walter McClement's group, which who I think is one of the finest songwriters in this town
I haven't
and
seen
people.
him out there in a while. What's going on?
He's been on tour with Dr. Dark Dark.
What's that?
That's a band from Minneapolis.
He's from Minneapolis?
No, but they're like friends of Big Ships, and they're seeing kind of a modicum of success now, like hitting the next level as an indie band. And so he's been on tour with them, which is great. And then also, Walt's original music is so good that like I
What's
worry.
that about? Where's Walt coming from? Tell me what you like about that. What'd you
Jeez, he's just his music is just honest. It's beautiful. Like his lyrics and the way he sings are just it's just like heartbreakingly honest in a good way. But also like compositionally, it's really fucking beautiful and interesting. It's really, you know, and you could, I mean, if you have listened to Walt's music 2 years ago and you listen to it now, it's come so far. It's like progressed in these ways that I don't think anyone could have imagined.
What are his ideas? What's going on in there? What's what is Why Are We?
Well, Why Are We Building Such a Big Ship is like his bigger band is kind of realizing his music. And then he has his solo project, which is Lonesome Leash, which he's doing with like accordion and foot drums and singing. Well, they're just really beautiful songs, you know, and they're still pop songs, but like they're also really sensitively composed and they're interesting. They're not just like 1, 4, 5 chords pirate ripoff songs, you know, which is easy to do on the accordion, which 'cause I know because I do some of those, you know. And just the, I mean, Walt's like a performer that I see on stage, and it's like someone I really want to watch because he's very genuine. In the terms of like just use, you know that thing sometimes you watch performers and you have like a clear, like they're sharing themselves very clearly, and that's kind of a really beautiful thing. That's how I feel about Walt.
Do you think he really is, or is he just portraying the idea?
I don't think he is. I mean, I think it's like his music is very much him. I don't think he's like, you know, it's like, I don't know. I
I
don't
mean,
really think of.
I'm saying it's interesting what we're talking about. I'm interested because it seems like there are some people, like if you go down the, like you're talking about, like we're talking about the trad thing, where they're
Yeah.
trying to portray authenticity, but it's not really
Right.
who they
Well,
are.
in
And then
Walt's case,
there's
it's like
what's
there's not a
authentic.
genre. He's not fitting into a genre. I
Right.
don't see his music fitting into a specific genre, which is kind of amazing. That's what's like amazing about it. Yeah. So that it's like always a really, I don't know, it's a big pleasure to be friends with Walt and to play his music, to support him doing it. And then I've been doing solo, some solo shows, also on accordion and voice.
And what's happening there? What are you doing?
It's coming along.
What are the songs about?
What are the songs about? I don't. Jeez, I don't know. I mean, they're all. I have like a kind of a canon of like probably 60 minutes of songs at this point. But they're all about different things, but they're all compositions. You know, there's not like dance music or anything. It's a lot of it is kind of like drony based and then imagery kind of floating in and out.
What else? I know you're up to other things.
The what else? I don't know. Those are the, I guess those are the main things.
You play with me.
I play with you. I play with, well, I guess those are the main things that
Yeah, those are the main things that are going
I
on.
friend. Yeah,
Good.
then playing with you has been really great. Actually, playing with you to see that cross section of like original composition, you know, like that's what I wrote to you in that email that one time of like, oh, it was really nice to hear original composition, but also see how it appeals to, how it can be like appealing to the masses or whatever.
So, that is there anything that you, is there some things that you're trying to do? Would you have anything in mind that it is the direction that you're trying to do? Or are there any projects that you want to start up? Or are you going for something? Or are you, is there any, what are we, what's coming
What's
up?
going on here?
Or yeah, what are you?
I don't know. I'm leaving for the summer, which feels a little unfortunate because I do have some clarity. Like the solo stuff and the songwriting, I do really want to focus on that. I don't think there's really necessarily a market for it here in New Orleans, but it's something I really think is important.
Is there a market for it anywhere?
Not unless you want to tour a lot, you know?
Are you going on tour? Is that why you're leaving there?
I am. I'm going on a busking tour with some trad jazz people.
Interesting. Which
Which,
trad jazz people?
it's a bass player from here in New York, and then two dancers that are from here, and then the rest of the band is from around Europe, somewhere around, and they're all meeting up. I was paying for my plane ticket, which is why I'm
That's good.
mostly.
So you know where are you gonna go do the busking for this
That's
stuff?
like Barcelona to southern France, and then it ends in southern Italy. And then I'm gonna go off by myself and meet some people I know in Croatia to teach at this. I don't know, it's really their gig, but I'm lucky enough to tag along to help teach or facilitate at this camp. That part actually is not, it's in Sarajevo. That's like a camp where kids or students that were affected by the war are having their compositions played. That's the most I know about. And then I'm going to meet up with Helen and Simon Bertz, I think. That's the part I'm most excited about.
So you sounds like you've had, you're opened up already in Europe. You have some connections there, and you've played there and stuff.
I mean, it's a bit of the DIY aesthetic, you know, like I've been over there once with Walter and Linda from Hooray for the Riff Raff.
So is that a local band?
Yeah. And
Sometimes I'm woefully ignorant.
no.
It's hard to.
And we kind of did the like, let's busk our way around parts of Europe, which I think all of us in the end were like, all right, we don't need to do that again. Like it was good to do, and
But you're
like,
going to do it
I
again,
know, I am going to do it again, but this is
yeah.
why I'm sort of like, eh. But it is paying for my plane ticket to allow me to do other things. So that's kind of how I'm looking at it, like,
It's
well.
now what is interesting is you've pointed out a couple of teaching things, that and you were doing teaching before this, and it sounds like, I mean, I'm just checking into something here that's interesting to me, which is the teaching is a point of authority.
Yeah.
Yeah, so question is, look, it's still looking for people
Approval.
with authority, with approval after that from certain kinds of people who might be in a
Yeah.
state of authority. That's interesting to me,
The teaching
because
thing is interesting because I am interested in it and the ways that I have been able to teach. Like this school, the Walden School, I think is an amazing program. And I've never felt like an authority. Like I taught electronic music there, or co it was called computer musicianship. And then I taught composition. And we did a lot of like graphic scores. And you know, you expose your students hopefully to music that they're not hearing when they're 13 and 14. You know, you have this chance to expose ears to Albert Ayler and also to, you know, Peter Brossman and to Arvo Pärt and to like things that you're probably not being exposed to as a 13-year-old. And those kids soak it up. Like they had no discriminatory. You know, one kid at the end wrote a piece that was like, had samples of Outkast, not physical samples, but he had scored samples of Outkast into this piece that had like two gongs and then like a water bowl playing and someone playing the inside of the piano. And it was, you know, it was just like they're taking all these like things
Where?
they get and then being like, wow, no, let me try this. Wah. And it's that school is such a like non-judgmental place that it does feel very open to allowing kids to do that. So teaching is something that I'm interested in, but I've also come to a point in my life where I want to be good at the things that I do, and I don't feel teaching, I think, has to be slightly a very selfless art. Like teaching in itself is an art form, and I am too selfish right now to focus on doing that, so I've kind of stepped away from doing it. Because if you are going to be a good teacher, you have to like really be thoughtful about what you're doing, you know? And at this point, it's like I'm too selfish right now. I want to be like, oh, I'm for me. I want to do these projects, and I want to do these projects, and then it would be kind of a side thought of like, well, for my students, I guess I have to figure out how to do this, you know?
It's funny, I've never been, I mean, I've never taught anywhere. I
Yeah.
didn't think I was ever qualified to teach anybody anything. I mean,
Whoa, I don't know about the I don't know qualifications. I would say you're qualified. It's more like
I mean, it's really funny. I've probably taught a total of 10 guitar lessons.
that's crazy.
Yeah, my entire life.
Wow.
Yeah, nothing.
That's
It's really
crazy.
funny. Yeah, I didn't do it because I was selfish. I just didn't think I was somebody who was they wanted a guitar lesson. I'd send them to a guitar teacher. I didn't
Yeah.
ever think of myself as a
See, I thought that about composition when they were like, and we were giving you these five composition students, and I was like, no,
Yeah.
like, I mean, I can compose my own music, but there's no way I can tell someone else how to compose their music, you know? And it was, I mean, it kind of, right, you know, and then I taught for a couple of years, and I kind of still feel that way. I still am like, no. But it's interesting how much you can just, you know, because we did a lot of like, okay, let's make graphic scores, and then let's talk about the colors that you want, and then let's find a method to get,
Do you
or,
like doing graphic scores?
I do, yeah.
Tell them, tell us, let's just have a little bit here for the imaginary listener. What's going on with graphic scores?
Well, it's just a, it's like a bridge between, you know, it's a bridge between like concreteness and the muck that is in your brain for me. Or it's like an easy to be able to be like, blah, 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 and then it will be like, woo, and then, you know, it's like, so you can kind of,
She's making shapes with her hands.
oh
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what's
making
going
shapes
on.
with their hands. So you can kind
Yeah.
of, you know, it's that stage between like festering, vomiting, and then like making sense of the vomit creatively. So the graphic scores are sort of like
So
translating the fester to the vomit on the page.
they're pictorial representations of a sound, of sound, of
Yeah, of like
potential sound on
intentions.
the
Yeah.
sound intentions on paper.
Yeah.
And how'd you come across that?
I think from, I mean, I just think that's pretty natural to like hear sounds and shape them. But I also think from listening to all that musique concrète, that music that came out of France in the, you know, as early as 1950 or
This
whatever.
was then
I
you were
listened to that in
interested in that.
college, yeah. All
Oh,
the Mort
interesting.
Subotnick and then, you know, all the mid, well, not the MIDI, but the like, all the circuit bending music and the musique concrète, which was just like recording natural environments, but then shaping them in a compositional way. All the tape pieces, the instrument and tape pieces, like those things were fascinating to me for so long. Like, wow, that's awesome. Like music is just sound in time, sound organized in time. That's it. That's all music is, you know. It was really like a nice revelation, I think. So those graphic scores came out of like wanting to be able to remember and identify some of those pieces, so thinking like, how do these work? Like, you know, how do these work? Like, what is the theme? And then what does it come back to that theme? And wanting to understand those pieces, so sitting down and kind of transcribing some of those pieces.
Have to write some of that for the Naked Orchestra.
Yeah.
There's I have to tie this up in a second. What
Okay.
my question is, do you have anything else that you'd like to say? It's just lingering there.
Oh.
Anything you want to talk about?
Oh man.
I'll tell you what, who are some of the other people that you see? You're into the Morton Subotnick and Musique Concrète. What else have you been interested in, particularly, really? What do you really love?
I mean, I really love Shostakovich. But I also really just like pop music. It's hot, it's weird. I'm not.
Like pop pop, you turn on the radio and get
Well,
into it.
yeah, some of it. I actually think Britney Spears is a, it's really good music.
Wow.
Were we talking about this,
Unbelievable.
like the Justin Bieber Britney Spears thing? Like, I can't stand Justin Bieber. It's horrible. Like, I've actually checked it out because I was like, what's the big deal with this kid that is for some reason some weird phenomenon? And I checked it out and I was like, these are shitty songs with shitty lyrics and like they're not good hooks. There's nothing good there. And I got, you know, I was telling a friend of mine about it. He was like, yeah, that whole Britney Spears. And I was like, Britney Spears actually has some really good pop music. For pop music, it's good.
You think it's good people are fighting over what they like in pop music?
Yeah, as much as we maybe are a marginal crowd, but I get,
Nah,
I don't know.
I think everyone's doing it in pop music.
Yeah, maybe so.
It's like
I
the
just
big.
don't think people have good
It's like,
taste.
well,
Sometimes.
Well, that's
I mean,
clear because pop music.
pop music right now is
But it's
not
funny, you know, because
doing
I'm
so well.
interested too. I mean, I go like a, you know, every once in a while, I open up iTunes and look at whatever
Yeah,
the
like
top
Lady
40 songs
Gaga
I
or
listen to,
Kate
just to
Perry.
see what the hell it is
Yeah, I'm
people are up
interested
to.
in
But
that. Like,
I don't think there's
I
been
live in a
any
bubble.
development for 10 years, so it's like
Right.
it's pretty strange. You know, you open it
Right.
up, and I think some songs sometimes I think, oh, that's kind of fun, but you know, it's. It doesn't grip my attention that much for a
Yeah.
long last time, but I can get into it. So,
I don't know what is. I mean, like, you know, I love all those old, like, I like songs. I think a lot of people, you know, like Stevie Wonder and Donny Hathaway and Sam Cooke, like those.
that period.
That period, I do really
Yeah.
like that period.
Oh, good. I got some stuff to turn you on to.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Well, unless there's something particularly you wanted to say, I think we'll call it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, nothing in particular. I do, the one thing I do think is really weird in this, like, playing this vintage music and getting real chatty is that I do still think the most important thing to me is, like, original music. And not even necessarily my own, but, like, supporting original music going, create, being perpetuated, you know? That's really important for me. Like, I get so frustrated turning on classical radio because I'm like, there's so many living composers and they played the same 300 pieces for the last 10 years. And you know, like, they have this opportunity to perpetuate something new. So, it's a longer conversation, but
Well, we can get into it another time if you'd
yeah.
like. And okay, great. Thanks, Aurora.
Thanks, Jonathan.